Thousands of anti-war activists from New York to Seattle took to the streets yesterday to register their protests. Hundreds were arrested nationwide. The largest action took place in San Francisco. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The day began on a peaceful note as protesters gathered near the city's financial district. There were far less than the tens of thousands that appeared at previous anti-war actions here, but organizers had anticipated this and had adjusted their tactics. Andrea Buffa is co-chair of a group called United for Peace and Justice.
There are small groups that are going to be blockading intersections or blockading doors to particular buildings. Right now, for example, there is a street being blockaded at 5th and Market, which is Market is the main street in downtown San Francisco.
And these roving protesters, probably a few thousand in all, played a cat-and-mouse game with police all day. Fanning out to about 50 different locations, a group of activists could stage a sit-down protest and draw police in to arrest them. No sooner would one group of protesters get arrested than a new group would occupy another intersection. Traffic was snarled all day. But by mid-afternoon, the mood turned ugly as splinter groups smashed windows and scuffled with police. Two officers were injured. More than 1,000 people were arrested. Assistant Police Chief Alex Fagan called the situation on the streets of San Francisco absolute anarchy. Across the country, in President Bush's home state of Texas, about 1,000 people rallied against the war in Austin. In Dallas, about 200 people gathered in front of City Hall for a quiet vigil. Hadi Jawad, a Pakistani-American and vice president of the Dallas Peace Center, cited such values as fairness and consensus building and said he feared the world would draw the wrong lesson from America's actions.
This is what endeared this nation to the entire world. These are beautiful American values that came up in this land. They're destroying what this country is all about.
The Dallas vigil also attracted people who support the president's actions. Tammy Petrie, a mother with a 3-year-old son, expressed confidence that Iraq will be a better place after the war.
The people over there have no idea of what peace really is and happiness and living on their own and just having food and the basic necessities of life. And I hope that through this conflict, we can hopefully help them establish that and teach them peace.
Like Petrie, many others around the country came out to show their support for the war. 2,000 people gathered outside the state capitol in Mississippi. In Savannah, Georgia, radio personality E. Larry McDuffie stirred the crowd at a rally for America.
Can we hear it for America?
Among the participants was Kimberly Waldron, who described herself as an Army wife. She has a husband in the Gulf, but she says she hasn't heard from him since January. Waldron carried a sign that read, "Protester equals terrorist."
Because I believe if you don't support our troops, then you're supporting terrorism.
Such a calculation is a challenge for many anti-war activists who say they want both to protest the war and support the American troops in the Gulf. Many may get a chance to walk that delicate line in demonstrations scheduled for this weekend. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.